Senate barrels toward war powers resolution to end war against Iran. By Sean Moran on March 2, 2026. The Senate will vote this week on a resolution that would terminate President Donald Trump's ability to carry out strikes against Iran after four Americans have died as a result of Operation Epic Fury. The Senate will vote on a bipartisan resolution sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, that would stop Operation Epic Fury, although it may appear to be doomed to die in Congress, as Trump would likely veto the resolution. The incoming vote will give Democrats a platform to argue that Trump's war against Iran is illegal and to demand the administration explains how it will end the conflict. The Virginia Democrat told reporters on Sunday that he expects the vote to come up on Tuesday and he believes some Senate Republicans are concerned that a protracted conflict could destabilize the Middle East and drive up energy prices, a key factor in Republicans' affordability messaging ahead of the midterm elections. Kaine has criticized Trump for not laying out a plan for the war against Iran, and said that although strikes killed Iranian Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, this might not result in regime change. The president seems to have no plan for the aftermath and it looks like Iran is now poised to choose a new leader from the current regime, he told reporters during the call. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, the libertarian-leaning Republican, on Saturday said he must oppose another presidential war. Senators Susan Collins, Army, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, are viewed as possible yes votes on the War Powers Resolution. The main Republican has argued that sustained combat operations require full engagement with Congress, while the Alaskan senator said she believes Congress needs to be briefed so we fully understand the scope, objectives, and risks of any further military action. This is clearly going to be longer-term engagement, according to the president, so I'm hopeful that we'll get more. Kaine argued, stating that Republicans may join on the Iran War Powers Resolution due to the potential for lingering conflict. In the other chamber of Congress, Representative Warren Davidson, RO, wrote, "Congress declares war. America is at war. Congress did not declare war. This week we'll either see real intel, hear a persuasive explanation with a defined mission, and declare war, authorize a mission, or Congress must pass this War Powers Resolution and cease work in Iran." After 9/11 this took 3 days and Congress voted, House 420-1, Senate 98-0.